Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Chavches is the appropriate times for davening mincha. There is a fascinating discussion that emerges from our Daf about the zman of mincha and the appropriate time from mincha. The Gemara tells us, in the name of Rav Safra, 10 lines from the top of Chavches on the base, in Yuma, Amar Rav Safra, Tzilusei da'Avram, the prayer of Avram, Michi Meshachrei Kosel, is when there begins to be shadows on the walls of, we're going to see, according to many, the Beis HaMikdash, or for that matter, if the Beis HaMikdash is not around the walls of a building, which is a sign that the sun is already past its midpoint, and now it is the time for the afternoon tefillah of Mincha. The Tosis Yishan tangentially points out that we're generally familiar with the tefillah of Mincha not being the tefillah of Avram, the tefillah of Yitzchak. He gives a couple of answers why here it's called the tefillah of Avram, and the second answer is a fascinating one where he says that Avram did daven mincha, but since all of his family did not, it wasn't attributed to him, it was generally attributed to Yitzchak, but the tefillos are called tzilusei d'Avram as well, even when we're talking about mincha. Is this a hagdara, this description of the Gemara, the zman, the appropriate time for mincha, bizman hazeh? The Gemara points out that the simple reading of Rav Safra would tell us that mincha begins the first minute after chatzos. The Gemara points out that that is difficult with the halacha, the tamid, that the carbon tamid, bein arbayim, is only brought 6.5 hours into the day, a half hour after chatzos. The Gemara gives three answers for why the carbon tamid is done later than Avram began the davening of Mincha. One answer is that the walls on the Beis HaMikdash were not straight, and therefore there was a concern that if you were going to use the shadows of the Beis HaMikdash, an error would be made, and therefore it began only 6.5 hours in. Another opinion of the Gemara is that only Avram Avinu, who was a master of time and a master of mazalos, could be assured that he wasn't making an error in terms of time. Halacha lemaisa, the Magen Avram in Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel Aleph says that if a person daven mincha after chatzos, but within the first hour, he's not yotze. That is the halacha lemaisa, because of the cheshbon of the carbon tamid and the calculation of our Gemara. When I was learning this with my chavrusa, Rav Rafi Ronis, many years ago, we thought that that might be dependent on the two terutzim of the Gemara. If it was an issue that in the Beis HaMikdash, the walls were not entirely straight, and therefore an error would be made. Today, if one has no reason to believe your watch is wrong, so then it does not apply. However, if there was something unique and special about Avraham Avinu, there's nothing unique and special about our time, and there's a possibility that we could get it wrong, so Chazal made a low plug that you have to start a half hour after Chatzos. That's the opening time in terms of Mincha. Here, after we've begun to discuss and delineate the bookends of when Mincha is, the earliest moment, a half hour after Chatzos, and up until Shkia, what is the ideal time of Mincha? Here we have a fascinating discussion. If one opens up the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Lame Gimel, Reish Lame Gimel, you might find something that is a little bit surprising, which is not talked about a lot today. And that is the Mechaber, quoting the Rambam, says the following. Mishe ispal tfilas mincha l'achar sheishos ulmechtzu l'mal yotza. The diuk, by the way, in the opening words of the Mechaber, seems to be like the Mang Avram. You're only yotze for 6.5 hours in, but if it was beforehand, you wouldn't be yotze. The ikar zmana, the Mechaber, quoting the Rambam, says the primary time of Tfilas Mincha, Mitesha Shosu Mechza. Ulamaila ad alayla l'Rabbanon, up until Shki according to Rabbanon, Ul Rabbi Yehuda ad Plaga Mincha, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it's Plaga Mincha, we see that Bidi Eved, we follow the Shita of the Rabbanon, L'chatchila we'll get to in a moment. What's not well known is that the Mechaber says the Iker time for Mincha is what we call Mincha Ktana. What is the reason for that? Very simple. The majority of times, the carbon tamid, writes Rabbi Akiva Eger on his comments on the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Lamed Beis, is 9.5 hours into the day. And the Gemara in Brachos, in Daf Lamed Zayin, describes that the carbon minchas keneged, the carbon tamid, and therefore the ideal time would be at Mincha Ktana, which was the most common time. We learn in Maseches Pesachim that there are times that Korban Tavan was brought earlier, for example, in Arv Pesach, but in general, Teisha Shos Umechza was the time for the Korban Tavan, and that is the time L'chatchila. What is not well known is that the Rambam goes on, this does not find its way in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam goes on to say, and the window of the most ideal time is 9.5 hours into the day, up until Plaga Mincha. And then the Rambam says, and if you daven after Plaga Mincha, you are Yotze. Rav Nevinzal Shlita has pointed out that it's quite clear from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that davening after Plag HaMincha is not L'chatchila at all. So many people are aware that davening after Chatzos is not ideal according to Rambam, and for that reason people sometimes, for that reason they daven later. Rav Nevinzal points out, but if you daven too late, that would probably be even worse according to the Rambam. If I'm not mistaken, my great Rebbe Shlita has even entertained the possibility that if a person has an opportunity to daven with a minyan only after Plag HaMincha, or to daven without a minyan by Mincha Ktana, then in such a case, it could very well be better to daven Mincha Ktana without a minyan. Because the Rambam seems to be saying that that time after Plag HaMincha, which is, I think, the time that most people daven, from the Rambam seems to be a Zman of Bidyevet. After all, it's not in consonance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's also not the time of the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Just in terms of Maisa Rav, in general, Rav Nevinzal Shlita tries to daven Mincha at Sheish Shos Umechza, what people refer to as Mincha Gedola, and thereby be Mekayim davening Mincha at the earliest time. With that in mind, let's just point out that the Rambam's position is not necessarily Mukhrach from our Gemara at all. Our Gemara seems to say that davening Mincha early is something that's praiseworthy. The Gemara talks about Avram Avinu davening early and Zrizim Makdimin L'mitzos. The Tosfos Yishanim and Dibur HaMaskil V'Anan Me'Avram disagrees with the Rambam. And he says, V'yesh lilmod mimenu, we should learn from Avram Avinu and daven Mincha earlier rather than later. So what emerges is we really have three different stages. We have a machlokus between the Tosfos Yishanim and the Rambam, whether the ideal time is Mincha Ktana or the ideal time is as early as possible. Mincha Ktana, according to Rambam, is the ideal time. Sheishos Umechza, according to Tosfos Yishanim, that's the ideal time. Earlier than that, might be two opinions in the Gemara. According to Magen Avraham, it's bad, you're not even Yotze. After Mincha Ktana, so there, from the Rambam, it seems to be quite clear that it is Bidyeved. I did see quoted in the name of the Zohar, that and it could very well be that the minig of Chassidim to daven before, later on, might be very much based on the Zohar, who seems to say that there's an inyan to daven before the sun sets, at the time that the sun is setting. Of course, there's a big to-do with afterwards. The simple reel in the Shulchan Aruch is for sure that one should not. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's even common for Sfaradim to daven Mayriv immediately after davening Mincha, let's say a half hour before the Shkia, but the simple reading of all the Rishonim and Poskim is after Plag HaMincha itself, aside from the Zohar, is a Bidyeved and not a L'chatchila. So a large part of the discussions emerge from our Gemara on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, the different opinions of the ideal times of Mincha and the times that Mincha is too early or too late. This Beis Hashem concludes the Halacha from Daf Chaf Ches in Maseches Yuma.